I'm Michael James. The city of Timmins has released its short list of where it would put housing to address the encampment issues. The four locations on municipal land would see 40 housing units created similar to what's used in mining for remote camps. The sites include Highway 655 across from Gillies Lake, Pine Street South, Spruce Street South, and 110 Feldman Road. Public consultation is now underway until March 14th, where you can complete a survey either in English or French on the city's website. If you're unable to complete the online form, you can visit the city's office and fill it out in person. Unless you were around in the 1920s, you won't remember this week's Here and Gone, as we continue that theme in our local history feature. Local historian Karen Bachman says Miller Lake was where Hollinger Park is today, right in front of the Hollinger Mine.
It was kind of an ugly, dirty cesspool, to be perfectly honest. It was, overhead shots that we have from that time period have, like, you can see all kinds of stuff floating around in that lake. It was not very pleasant.
Bachman adds that wiser minds prevailed, and by the early 1930s, Miller Lake was drained. That led to the creation of Hollinger Park, which many people consider a jewel in the center of the city. Progressive Conservative leader Doug Ford is to release his party's election platform today, just days before Ontarians go to the polls. The PCs are the last of the four major parties to publish their election promises, but it's not clear if any price tags will be attached. Ford offered few clues during a campaign appearance yesterday, saying only that he believes in growing revenue. He called the snap election late last month, saying he needed a strong mandate to deal with the threat of tariffs from the U.S. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is in Ukraine today, one of 13 world leaders attending an international conference on peace and security for the war-torn country. The visit comes on the third anniversary of the Russian invasion of Ukraine. President Volodymyr Zelensky says he hopes Trudeau can explain the current attitude of the U.S. towards his country. Zelensky has come under heavy fire from U.S. President Donald Trump in recent weeks. Trump has accused him of being a dictator for legally postponing elections scheduled for last year and is demanding Ukraine repay more than $320 billion in military and economic assistance.